Great Lakes Swimmers are a Toronto-based band that is primarily the vehicle for the songs of Tony Decker, who on their new album, Angiara, their third, is interested in the connection between interior and natural landscapes with songs like Your Rocky Spine. I keyed into the natural elements of the band's work and asked Tony, who is always described as being from Toronto, as urban as it gets in Canada, where he actually grew up.
I grew up in a sort of a small farming community in southern Ontario, about 2.5 hours south of Toronto, not too far north from Buffalo, actually, just on the northeast shore of Lake Erie, sort of a small town, I guess you could say.
And real small? Did it feel rural, or did it?
Yeah, it really did feel rural. I was raised on a farm, so I kind of had that kind of respect for nature. The land kind of instilled from a pretty young age.
I kind of bring that up in some ways because Angiara, the new album, and I guess really your work all along has had that that respect for the land, the geographic kind of images. But it's also funny because there often those images are tied to people. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess the obvious thing would be Your Rocky Spine, which it's kind of hard to tell which way that song goes because it goes both. Mm-hmm. Do you have a philosophy about that, about what you're writing about?
Well, I think, you know, there, to me, that song in particular, and maybe the writing in general, at least the things that I'm finding interesting to explore thematically, are where the physical environments and sort of internal environments or mental environments sort of overlap, you know, and finding the place where those two things kind of cast shadows on each other, and kind of, you know, finding or you know, the way those two things blend, the colors that they make when they blend together, you know. And I think that's more of the kind of the place that I was trying to be when I was doing a lot of the writing, I think, for the new album. I think it's always kind of been there to some extent in the writing, but I think it, you know, sort of came to the surface a little bit more this time around.
We always kind of look at an album as if it was done with this thought in mind. Does it work that way, or do you have to, after the fact, do you find out what you've done?
Yeah, that's more how I've been doing things. There wasn't really a concept or something or an overarching theme that I was trying to work with. I think it's sort of one of those things where I think the way I write songs is just I sort of write them on feel, you know, and you know, afterwards it's easy to kind of choose the songs that go together thematically or think about, oh yeah, there was this theme running through it and maybe it was because of this.
You're one of those artists, it's your writing, it's your voice, it's your that is Great Lakes Swimmers, and yet it's a band name. Is there a significance to it at all, or is it just the way it evolved?
Well, at first I wanted it to be just a vehicle for my songwriting, and I thought maybe it could be a band, or it could be just me sometimes, or I kind of was shying away from the singer-songwriter kind of thing, and I wanted it to be more of a musical project that was open to being whatever I wanted it to be, and not just a representation of who I am. It's become more of a band, though, I guess you could say, with the regular guys that have been playing. Eric and Colin, Eric Arneson and Colin Hubert have been with the group, I guess, for a while.
I've been to Toronto a number of times, and one of my favorite things to do is to go out to the islands, which are, if people don't know Toronto, out in the lake, or it's kind of a city park, but it's spread out of a bunch of islands. And I'm confused. Mm-hmm. Angiara, the name of the album, is one of the boats that goes out to the islands?
That's right, yeah.
And you actually recorded on one of the islands, or...?
Yeah, well, I guess the story is that what we had originally planned to record in some historical buildings, which are on the island, and about a week before we were due to record, we realized that there was a problem with that. The people that we had been talking to said that it would be okay, but didn't really check with the proper people. So our session kind of got cut short because I was looking for a space that was, you know, had some interesting characteristics to it.
Well, did a really nice job on Giara, so congratulations on that. We'll hear some of the tunes live, and And thanks a lot for giving us a little bit of insight as we go to the stage of World Cafe Live with a live set today from Great Lake Swimmers. Thank you.
faces I have seen you in unlikely and unfamiliar places. I have seen you be reckless in matters of love. I have seen by degrees the boiling point come and go.
Shadow animals.
found under the ground, saving it up and spending it all on moving pictures, silent films, moving pictures. Thank you.
Live on stage at World Cafe Live, that is Great Lakes Swimmers and Your Rocky Spine, one of the songs from Anjiara, their latest album. And our thanks to Tony Decker and Great Lakes Swimmers for being our guests today on the cafe. Coming up, music from Sky Blue Sky from Wilco. Get back here to the World Cafe.